Hey, Brandon Heitman here. Super excited to bring you this podcast. It's been, about 11 months since I have recorded a podcast. The last 8 months, I've been going through a bit of craziness, I'll tell you that. But what did I wanted to bring to you today in this podcast is just talking about commitment and resilience. And, you know, I wanted to create this podcast specifically for people that are going through some stuff, because I feel that 2023 was a difficult year, and maybe there's other people that are going through some stuff, and I want to share some motivation, inspiration, and resilience that I have learned in the past 11 months. The last 11 months have been completely crazy for me. I'm not going to get into the details about it yet, as we still got some civil litigation things that we're working out, but I will talk about it one day. And I can tell you what, that the story that I'm going to be sharing with you is absolutely crazy, mind-boggling. And it's not what you're hearing about in the media. If you're following along, there's a lot to the story. So, but we're not going to get into that right now. What I'm going to get into right now is talking about resilience and commitment. I've been studying a lot in the past 11 months and just been really finding out my true self. You know, failure can be painful and excruciating sometimes, and sometimes seem overwhelming, and it's going to put you in a position where you're going to think about quitting. I'll tell you that right now. But failure is one of the biggest learning things you can have. You know, you follow the most successful people in the world, they have all endured failure. There's no such thing as success without failure. Success is an alibi of failure. And that's what I'm going to be talking about here. You know, I've learned so much in the past 11 months. It was extremely humbling experience, but it's building me into something stronger. And, you know, what I can say is one of the things that happened in my life is I kind of lost track of God, you know, and he's been, you know, a great person in my life. And I have, and I think the situation in the past 11 months has really brought me back to him. So, I'm going to be talking about, you know, just some of the stuff that I've been going through and, some of the motivation and inspiration I found in this. You know, if you're listening to this right now, you're a contractor that's struggling, you're a business owner that's struggling, here's the number one thing I want to tell you is don't quit. Because, you know, winners never quit and quitters never win. And that's a great quote by Napoleon Hill. Great book. If you're into books, that's been one thing that's shifted my life and my career is reading and reaching up for influence of more successful people. Because here's the thing, no matter how bad it may seem of what you're in or how big of a rut or how difficult of a situation you think you're in, it's easy to look and say, hey, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this, right? I don't know if I'm going to get out of this. You know, maybe some people on this podcast can relate to that. I know I definitely can in the past 11 months, but here's the thing. Somebody has went through it. Doesn't matter how big, how excruciating it may seem of what you're going through, guarantee you somebody out there has gone through it. And a great book I've been listening to, probably listened to it about 10 times, is the book by Sharon Lecter and Greg Reed, 3 Feet from Gold. And what it talks about is the main thing it talks about is resilience. You know, resilience is a characteristic that if you have, it makes it impossible to fail. That's right, impossible to fail, because the only time you fail truly, truthfully, is when you quit. And as long as you make the commitment to never quit, you will never fail. Doesn't matter how many times, what you're going through, even if it seems like you're not going to get through it, if you feel and you stay committed and that thing, that burning desire that you have inside you to accomplish what you want to accomplish, it doesn't matter what comes at you, you're going to keep pushing. Because I'll tell you what, you know, if you're going to do something small and you're not going to, it's just going to be nothing and meaningless. Hey, nobody's going to come after you. But if you're building something big and you have this burning desire to do something big and shift the world in a positive direction, you're going to have people that want to try to drag you down. You're going to have people that attack you. You're going to have days you want to quit. You're going to have days you want to give up. You're going to have weeks you want to give up and quit. You're going to have months. And what I learned in 2023, you might have a whole year where it's just excruciating, where you really, really want to quit. But what you need to do is keep your eyes on the prize and reach up to somebody that has went through what you're going through. Because I guarantee you, somebody has went through it. There is not a successful person on this planet that has done something big and shifted the universe without going through some crap. You know, great example, Steve Harvey. Incredible, incredible motivator and inspirational speaker of mine. And I've been studying him a lot. And one thing I really love about him is he gives all the credit to God. And he talks about just giving it up to God and focusing and praying. And you got to put in the work. You got to put in the work and you got to go through some stuff. But he talks about some of the tribulations that he went through. He was homeless. He was sleeping in a car for 2 years. He was talking about how he did the, what was it called? He did something about, was it the beauty pageant or something? Miss USA or something. He mispronounced someone's name on there or mispronounced the wrong person. And then, you know, he was just humiliated and, you know, the people he was working with just said, hey, that's fine, Steve. You know, we'll handle it. Just walk off stage, you know, just leave it as it is. And he's like, no, I can't do that. I made a mistake. I got to go own up to it. So he went back on stage and said, oh, I screwed up. This person actually didn't win. It was this person. And he took so much heat for it. He had death threats, you know, people coming after him and his wife just, you know, they were getting attacked and he's like, oh my gosh, why'd you do this to me? And he just couldn't feel any positivity out of the situation. It seemed horrible. It seemed excruciating. It seemed unbelievable to him that he would make that mistake. And next thing you know, I don't know if it was months or a year later, he ended up having a bunch of people reach out to him. He had a ton of publicity, right? Negative publicity, people coming after him, people saying, oh, you know, trying to humiliate him. And eventually what it did is it ended up sparking his career. He had people that got wind of it and he was getting so much promotion. Hey, it wasn't good promotion, right? It was negative promotion. But ultimately what it did is it put him in a situation he ended up making a lot of money. Like people hired him. I forget what they hired him for, but Super Bowl commercial or something. He ended up doing and making millions and millions of dollars. Another instance he was in, he had an accountant and the accountant died or committed suicide or something. And anyways, he was paying the accountant and the accountant wasn't paying the IRS. For years, he was just cashing the checks and Steve thought he was writing checks to the accountant that was going to the IRS to handle his tax obligation. Next thing you know, he gets a call and he's like, somebody calls him and says, hey, Steve, you owe $22 million to the IRS, $22 million. And he's like, no, that's impossible. And he just couldn't articulate it. And he's like, no, I've been paying this money. And they're like, Steve, the money the accountant was keeping and it never went to the IRS. Bottom line is you owe the IRS $22 million. And his accountants and his lawyers set up a Zoom call, mainly his lawyers set up a Zoom call and he wasn't even supposed to join it. He accidentally joined it and he overheard his lawyers talking about it. Like, what are we going to do? Steve's a successful guy. And he's going to go to jail if he can't pay this. And they're literally talking about him going to jail. And he was on the call and he wasn't supposed to be. And he was hearing it and he just hung up his phone. He's just like, oh my gosh, you know, what's going to happen here? I'm going to go to jail. You know, his mind starts flipping negative. Well, guess what? He turned it into a positive and ended up blowing up. He ended up doing every speaking engagement that he could. He looked for all kinds of different opportunities for revenue and it literally sparked him. And, you know, what I want you to take from that is, hey, it doesn't matter how negative your situation seems. It doesn't matter how big your failure seems. It doesn't matter what you're going through. I know when you're going through it, you're going to make it seem like it's going to seem like it's overwhelming. You're going to want to quit. You're going to want to go negative. But just know that every failure, every setback, even if it's extremely painful, there's gonna be something that comes out of it positive. And that's the thing that I can openly talk about. Like, I had one of my biggest failures, I think it was like 7 or 8 years ago, when I was addicted to pills and I was addicted to drugs, and I really hit rock bottom. I got pulled over and I had pills on me, and I ended up spending 3 nights in jail, and it was just like a totally life-shifting moment for me, because I was addicted to drugs. I used drugs every single day. I was popping like 6 to 8 pills a day, and there was nobody that was going to stop me, because when I stopped taking those drugs, I felt so horrible. I was withdrawing. I felt horrible. I couldn't operate. I couldn't function. So just to function and get out of bed and just do daily activities, I had to use drugs, right? And I am grateful for being pulled over that day by the police officer. I am grateful for spending 3 days in jail. I know it's not much, but it was 3 days in jail, and jail is horrible. But what it did is it woke me up. And when I was sitting inside that cell, I was like, hey, I am never going to use drugs again. I made that decision that I'm never going to use drugs again. I got outside of jail. I decided I wasn't going to use drugs. I went to some treatment centers, and not a treatment center. I just went and saw a doctor. They put me on some kind of, I forget the name of it, some kind of shot I would get in the butt like once every month or once every 2 months. And what it does is it blocks the buzz from pills, right? For me, it was opiates. And if I were to take an opiate, it would just reverse it, and I wouldn't even get a buzz, and I wouldn't even feel it. So this is just something my doctor recommended to me, put me on. And what it ended up doing is it got me clean. Like, for that first 30 days, it was excruciating. 30, 60, 90 days. It took me like a year to like truly find myself. But when I came out of it, I turned into a totally different person. I found my calling. I ended up deciding to start a business, and my business started growing extremely fast, and I started doing very well. But here's the story, is like, if you don't have failure, you don't have setback, you don't have traumatic moments in your life, you're not going to sometimes learn the lesson. It's God's way of teaching you the lesson that you weren't going to learn when you were doing well, right? And another failure that I had is when all my employees left me. I had like 12 employees, and all of them left me, and 2 of them stayed. And that was one of my second biggest setback moments of my life. And it really lit a fire under me and woke me up, because I was getting comfortable, right? I was doing well. I had 12 employees. I was comfortable. I was doing $2 million a year in revenue. I was comfortable. I was complacent. And then boom, they all left. And I remember it was horrible. I'm like, well, all my employees left and I got $1 million worth of work. What am I going to do? How am I going to survive? I remember, you know, sitting in bed and being depressed and not wanting to get out of bed and just being excruciatingly upset. And for 30 days, like, when you're in it, you know, you're going to, and here's the thing, like, at that moment of time, it took me like 30 days to get out of it. And looking back, after all the tribulations and setbacks that I went through, if something like that similar happened again, the knowledge, the experience, and the resilience that I learned in my life, it wouldn't have been 30 days. If that happened to me right now, it would be like 30 hours, maybe 2 hours, maybe 5 hours. So as you level up in your life, in your career, and you become more successful and more resilient, you're going to have bigger and bigger things hit you, and you're just going to be able to handle the punches. Like Mike Tyson, like, he was a good boxer, but he didn't become a good boxer because he didn't know how to take punches, right? You know, Babe Ruth, he struck out, he hit the most home runs, but he struck out the most. Nobody talks about how many times he struck out. Michael Jordan, nobody talks about all the shots that Michael Jordan missed. People are talking about his commitment, his resilience, and his willingness to take the game-winning shot, even though that he might miss. And trust me, he missed a lot. He had a lot of times where the team counted on him. They're like passing him the ball, and he had the ball in his hands, and he had the game on the line, and he missed. Well, guess what? People aren't talking about that, because the times he hit it and he won and he committed and he scored is what people will remember. So if you're going through some stuff right now, just know, hey, there's going to be a lesson in it. God's tapping you on the shoulder. He's telling you something that you probably wouldn't have learned when you were doing well. Because let's be honest, if you're doing well and you're making money and everything's going perfect, well, you're not going to change, right? You're complacent. You're happy. You're satisfied. You're not going to go through and change things up. You're not going to get more disciplined. You're not going to change. You're not going to change, right? And that's the biggest thing that I learned in 2023. It was a big failure moment for me. You know, unfortunately in business, it can take you 10 years to build something and 30 minutes to destroy it. Not even 1 minute to destroy it. But there's going to be a lesson that's invaluable in itself. And if you lean into it and you stay committed and you have that burning desire to whatever you want to do and whatever you want to accomplish, you're going to be able to stay focused and you're going to be able to get something out of that, that's extremely powerful. And it's going to be knowledge and it's going to be resilience. Because if you're going after something big, there's going to be people that attack you. There's going to be people that want to try to drag you down. There's going to be people that are going to make up lies about you. There's going to be people that are going to try to maybe put you in jail. And if you have that burning desire and that goal and that vision of what you want to do and it's big enough, you're going to keep pushing on through it. You know, a great mentor of mine and somebody I really look up to is Jesus. Like, look at what Jesus did. He did nothing but good things to people. And if you're listening to this, a great, great movie that I've been watching. For me, the Bible was hard to understand just because it's, you know, a little bit hard to understand in the wordage, but there's a great movie called Chosen that's out there, and I've been listening to it, and it talks about Jesus and all the good things he did. Like, he literally performed miracles, raised people from the dead, healed sicknesses, and did all kinds of miracles and great things, and he was eventually crucified for it. Like, here's the story is, like, if you there, even though you're doing all the right things and you do all great things, you may be attacked. You may end up failing. There's going to be people that want to try to drag you down, but that's why you want to stay committed to whatever you got to do and whatever you want to do. And don't let people drag you down. The worst thing you can do is if you fail is reduce your goals, reduce your targets. And, you know, if there's anybody out there that's struggling and going through some stuff, just remember, hey, you know, shift your mindset. The number one thing you can do is look at yourself. Are you okay? Are you okay? Are your family okay? Is your wife okay? Is everybody okay? Good. What am I going through? Analyze it and then move forward, right? There's going to be a lesson somewhere in there. For me, 11 months back when my failure actually shifted, or I don't even remember how long it was, months ago. You know, at the time, I just couldn't even think straight. Like, I didn't even know why this was happening. And I just couldn't, you know, I was upset with God. I was upset with myself. And I just wasn't thinking rationally. The faster you can come out of that and just accept it and not play victim. That's the other big thing is do not play victim. It doesn't matter how wrong somebody does you or how wrong you feel, you know, you were wronged or beaten or attacked. Don't play victim because it's not going to be good for you. Just keep moving forward because things will work themselves out in mysterious ways and in ways you wouldn't even believe if you just stay committed and stay focused because there's a lesson somewhere in there. You know, one thing I've been telling myself a lot lately is, hey, you know, the bottom is a beautiful place, as painful as it might seem. As painful and heartbreaking and hard to endure as it might seem in the time, it is a beautiful place. You want to know why? Because from the bottom, the only place you can go is up, right? The only place from rock bottom you can go is up. So as painful as it may seem, as depressed as you might be, as anxious as you might be, just know that, hey, I'm at the bottom and it's only up from here. And I'm going to get out of this thing and I'm going to look back and say, hey, that is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Every time I've had a setback and I'm still kind of like taking in the setback that I just had because it was just pretty excruciating. But all my other setbacks, I look back and I say, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. You know, getting pulled over, getting in trouble with pills, best thing that ever happened to me because it was the only way I was going to get clean. You know, when I looked and saw that, hey, jail was an option if I kept doing what I was doing, or even worse, overdose, you know, being dead, like those are my two options. If I keep going and feeling that and actually sitting 3 days in a cell, that's the pain I had to endure that overwhelmed me to make you want to change, right? The pain that you're going through is going to shift you and make you into a different person so you can change for the better. And I just want you to embrace it. You know, that's the biggest thing that I've went through. Like, if you're going through some stuff, just realize, hey, don't think about next year. Like, you still want to know where you're going in the next year, 5 years, 10 years. Start thinking, A, 10 years out, and then start thinking tomorrow. Start thinking this week. Start thinking tomorrow, 1 hour. If you have to, think about just the next hour. Because if you start thinking too far ahead, it's going to overwhelm you. But you also want to think even farther ahead, 1 year, or I'm sorry, 5 years to 10 years. Because guess what? I guarantee you, I don't care what you're going through. It doesn't matter. 5 to 10 years from now, you're going to look back at it and it's going to be a nothing, a massive nothing burger. If anything, a really good lesson, right? And I can speak this from my heart because truthfully, in the past 8 to 8 months or so or whatever, I've literally lost everything. Like everything that I've ever wanted and worked for, gone. It just got taken from me. And what it made me realize is I was finding happiness in the wrong things. Like, hey, I mean, you know, like I look at a rich person that has a lot of stuff and I look at somebody that doesn't have anything. And hey, I truly, honestly believe the guy that's working hard that has nice stuff, it's going to be a little bit happier because he's going to have some money to give out. He's going to have some nice things, but you don't want to look for true happiness in that. You'll never find true happiness in the Lamborghini. You'll never find true happiness in the $1 million house, $10 million house, the jet, whatever you want. You're never going to find true happiness. Yeah, it's going to bring you some happiness, but find true happiness in the things that you have, yourself, your family, your wife, your motivation, your heart, your soul, what you stand for, what you believe in, what you want to do in the world. Because there's plenty of people that are dead and in graves that are looking back and thinking on their deathbed, hey, I should have done this, I should have done that. I don't want to have any regrets on my deathbed. You know, I'm not going to be thinking about the failures on my deathbed. I'm going to be thinking about all the things that I wanted that I didn't go for, that I didn't want to achieve, that I didn't want to get after because I was scared or I let some hater or some people that were coming after me try to talk me out of it and make me think that I couldn't do it or I quit when it was difficult. I don't want to be thinking about that stuff. So here's the biggest thing that I learned in the past 8 months is, hey, you think you got 10 or 100 or 50 friends? Well, guess what? You probably only got 5 to 10 that are real. And that's the thing that I learned in the past 8 months is like, hey, I had like a handful of friends that were there for me. And I had all the other people that I thought were my friends that weren't there for me. So what helped me really focus on the real things. And sometimes when you have everything good and you have the successful toys and the things, you don't realize how good it is. And when you get things taken from you, you really realize the things that are important. And one of them for me is my wife and my family and my small circle of friends. Trust me, a lot smaller than I thought it would. So don't get tied up in the wrong things and don't get tied up in the materialistic things. That stuff will come and go and, nobody's going to be batting 100%. And, especially if you're an entrepreneur, you're going to have good years, you're going to have bad years, and you're going to have tremendously bad years and you're going to have tremendously good years. And just embrace all of them and just keep true to yourself and what you want to accomplish and what you want to do, because that's going to be the thing that drives you through the difficult times. Every single person will go through some difficult times. And those difficult times that you go through, they're trials and tribulations where God's preparing you for something bigger. And he's building you up for something bigger. And the lesson in itself is invaluable. And here's the other thing I will say is when this hits you, let's say it just happens today, hey, you might not realize what that lesson is, but you got to have faith. That's the other thing is you just got to have faith because sometimes a year from then, 6 months from then, 2 years from then, 1 year from then, even 10 years from then, you're going to realize what that lesson was. There's a lesson somewhere in there that is extremely invaluable, and it's more invaluable than the money you lost. So I just wanted to come live real quick. I know it's been about 12 months since I've done a podcast, 11 months or whatever. So I just wanted to come. I'm starting a new season. I'm starting a rebuild. I have lost everything in my life, and I'm coming on here and I'm being a sport and I'm talking about it. You guys heard me talk a lot about when I was crushing it and when I was doing well and I had fun things. And I want to talk to you and document some of the lows, because there's going to be other people that I know that are watching me on my stories or heard the story and they're going through something, maybe not quite as aggressive. I hope not. But they're looking at that and they're saying, let me see what I can learn from him, because I'm going through some stuff and I want a little bit of resilience and inspiration and motivation. And I'm hoping I'm bringing you on that today on this podcast. And if you're enjoying it, please give me a shout out on Instagram. I'd appreciate it. Share it on Instagram. I want to get this story out to others. This is just something I'm feeling God's calling on me to do, because it's something that I want to share with others. There's one thing that I've learned tremendously in the past 8 months that I want to share with you, and it's resilience. And it's going to take your business to the next level. It's going to help you achieve success you've never thought was even possible. And if you study every successful person out there, they've went through this, they've went through failure, they went through pain, they went through suffering, but they kept the resilience. And if that's one thing you can keep, you can get through anything you want in life. The most resilient guy in the marketplace is the one that wins. So I just wanted to share this podcast with you today. It's just been a crazy journey. I'm going to share all of it with you, like the journey and just the lessons I've learned. Like I said, I'm not getting in the details right now. I may later, I may not. But I will tell you this, it's not what you're hearing. And that's all I want to say about it at this time. But it's been a great lesson. It's been a great lesson. It's been the most painful thing that I've ever went through, but I'm learning a lot and I know the comeback is going to be massive. Like I was saying, I know I'm at the bottom and the only way from the bottom is up. If you're listening to this podcast and you're at the bottom, just realize, hey, it's painful. It sucks. It's horrible. But guess what? The only place you can go when you're at the bottom is up. And I'm looking forward to going up with you guys. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And share it on Instagram, DM me on Instagram. I'd love to talk with you and let me know how this resonates with you. If this is bringing you some value, some inspiration, some motivation, and some resilience, make sure you drop me a DM on Instagram. I really want to know you're enjoying it. Thanks.